Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of What Doesn't Kill Her by Max Allen Collins, performed by Dan John Miller. In memory of B.J. Elsner, with fond remembrance of days at the Mississippi Valley Writers Conference. If you are bent on revenge, dig two graves. Chinese proverb. There is a sacredness in tears. Washington Irving. True first love is dangerous. Stephen King. Chapter 1. 10 years ago. Breath coming in raspy gasps, 16-year-old Jordan Rivera peeked out from her hiding place under her bed. Too loud, she knew, working to calm herself, control her breathing. Too loud. This had been such a typical boring evening. Dinner with her folks and her older brother, Jimmy, then to her room for homework. Now the dullness that was her life had taken a terrifying turn. She'd been lying on her bed, wearing only a knee-length nightshirt, algebra book open in front of her, as she daydreamed about Mark Pryor, about kissing him, about more than kissing him. While it seemed every other cheerleader lusted after quarterback Pete Harris, Jordan had set her eyes on Mark, the team kicker. Mark was no broad-shouldered knuckle-dragger. He was short and thin, like she was. But his hair was blonde, where hers was black. His eyes blue, where hers were dark brown. Not just a football player, either. Mark was incredibly bright and no stuck-up jackass like so many jocks. And she just knew those lips of his would be the softest of any guy's in the senior class, even if she hadn't found out for herself yet. Such thoughts had sent her homework retreating to the furthest recesses of her mind, only to be interrupted by the crash downstairs. She never jumped at the boo moments in scary movies, but this jarring sound, unexpected and unknown, made her jump all right, shook and shivered her. As she hopped off the bed, she settled herself, thinking clumsy Jimmy had knocked something over, or maybe one of her parents had tripped and fallen. These innocent thoughts disappeared when, from beyond the door, came muffled, alarmed voices, and what sounded like someone thrashing around. Cautious, but without hesitation, she opened her door, stepped into the hallway, and had just gotten to where she could see down the stairs when she heard her mother scream,
"Run! Jordan, run!"
The words themselves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?